He's the head coach, Augustana men's basketball birthday boy today, Tom Billiter. Tom, happy birthday.
It's hard to believe I was only 29 when I took this job. Today, 11 years went fast.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's a trivia question. I'll give you an official Augie Camp t-shirt. What Hall of Fame great basketball player's birthday is today? How can I help this? I'll give you, he won a national championship at a West Coast school in the late 1950s.
You said it was a Hall of Fame basketball player?
Played for the Celtics.
Oh, well, let's see. I will have to go with the Is it the big guy himself?
Real tall with a left-hand hook and could defend and rebound.
Mr. Russell himself?
How about that?
Wow.
It's Abe Lincoln's birthday, mine, and Bill Russell's.
Wow. That's...
I saw we had school off when I was little because of Bill Russell, but it was actually Abe Lincoln I found.
That'd be the trifecta there, I believe.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was great. I know. I loved it being with Bill. I think he's awesome.
So I suppose the team gets a special treatment today on your birthday.
Absolutely.
At basketball.
Yeah, we run a deep six for each year I am old. And so... Today's practice will last a little over 3.5 hours, but that's okay.
Hey, I know that things have been just a tad rough recently, but you guys are still in the hunt to host a playoff game here. You got 2 weekends to go, and you can stay home.
You know, we're 4-5 at home and like 6-3 on the road. We'd rather be on the road. So I don't think it matters to us to be home, to tell you the truth. I don't know about this. Something going wrong in the dorms or something night before games. We got to figure this out. We may just get hotel rooms the night before games.
Well, when you look at your team, Coach, I mean, when you look at your team, offensively, you're a top six team in the league. Defensively, you're a top four team defensively. It's just trying to put that all together. That's been
our biggest problem is we keep getting 15, 20-point leads. If we don't get the lead, we'll win. But whenever we have a huge lead, we just are – I think we're like Dale Earnhardt Jr. We just absolutely can't finish the race.
And, you're talking about Upper Iowa last Saturday.
Yeah, well, you got to remember now, we were up 17 against Southwest State. We were up 11 at St. Cloud in the second half with 10 minutes to go. And we were up, 17 in the first half against Upper Iowa, but we were up 10 with about 10 minutes to go. And so, we talk about it as a team. I don't know why you wouldn't. We're trying to figure it out. We've done some interesting stats. Our last 10 minutes of games on Saturday nights, we're giving up something like 28 points over the last 3 weeks. And, just little things like that. And I'll be real honest with you. If people want to take it as an excuse, I'm fine with that. But I think it's fatigue. We just seem tired. I don't have quite the depth I thought I'd have going into the year. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing a lot of kids a lot of minutes. They're tired. They really are. I'm looking at some of those guys going up and down the floor, and they're gassed, and it's just hard. And when you try to sub in, sub out, and try to get them a quick blow here and there, I just don't feel like we've quite got the juice that we once had to start the game.
So how can you offset that, Coach? Can you maybe have them play at a slower pace at the beginning of the game so they have those legs? Or is it something that you're just going to have to deal with and they've got to fight through it?
Chris, it's an absolutely great question. We actually have toyed with all sorts of concepts, ideas. Let me ask you this. Do you practice them harder to get them in better shape, or do you not go as hard to let them keep their legs this time of the year? When you don't, I have 4 or 5 kids that are playing a ton of minutes. Well, the rest of them, if we're not running in practice quite as much or going as hard, they get in worse shape. But then if you set your top, let's be honest, if Dan Jansen and Casey Schilling were playing an incredible amount of minutes, sit out during practice while everybody else plays and runs, that doesn't really help your team chemistry. So it's kind of an interesting deal. We try to treat it more like almost let our guys think this is like professional. Like this isn't, not saying NBA, but hey, there's decisions you got. This isn't high school anymore either. And, certain guys, you need to scrimmage and do some things because you just aren't playing quite as many minutes even though you want to. And, certain guys, you don't need to do this drill, or you can sit out here and this is the reason why. And so you try to be real frank, very honest with our team. We always try to never, pull the wool over their eyes in any way, shape, or form. But I really don't have a great answer. I haven't been in this situation, but I've never had to manage a group of kids like this going into a year when you lose, the likes of a Houston Richter and Brennan Olson. So, going into it, we waited on those kids till November, mm-hmm. and so we never replaced them. And so, I think fatigue is for the – I've always played 10 kids. I've always done that. We've always played – in fact, I get a lot of emails. I play too many players, but that's okay because I've always thought we've been very good in February and March. But this year, to lose three, four pieces like we had, you know, Tanner Odegaard, Matt Brazen, they'll miss 6 weeks. I think our guys are tired.
I think I've asked you this before this year, Coach. Do you think, I know the GLIAC, I think they play Thursday, Saturday. Do you think that the Northern Sun may retake a look at the schedule of going from Friday, Saturday and make it a Thursday, Saturday schedule?
You know, it's been discussed in our meetings. It's a vote that's interesting. Of the 16 men's teams, 16 women's teams, we've actually voted on a Thursday, Saturday. It's usually out of 32 coaches, probably 24-8, 26-6, something like that. The ADs, really, but the presidents have never been for it. And I think there's three reasons. I think number one is class time. Somebody in one of the schools did a study. If we did that, you'd miss two more days of class than what you're missing right now. I think part of it, a lot of it more than anything, is expense, because it's an extra day. If you go to Duluth on that Thursday game and then you have to spend the night and then come back, say, you know, you're going to have an extra day of lodging.
Yeah.
And then I think the third component, and, you know, right or wrong or indifferent, I think has a little bit to do with the fact that with the divisions and why we're doing what we're doing, that's sort of the reason why we can be a Friday-Saturday league. Now, they still have to go every other year out to the Minots and this and that, but they kind of went divisions thinking the distance and travel for the most part wouldn't be as bad. And so they feel like that was part of the reason making it still a good Friday-Saturday league.
Mm.
I would be all for Thursday-Saturday. I think it's great for the kids. You can have your rehab after the game on Thursday. They have Friday to get feeling better, get well. I mean, if a kid goes down with a turned ankle on a Friday, he's pretty much out two games.
Maybe you could do it where you're closer. The closer the teams are together, you could do a Thursday,
well,
Saturday
you know,
thing.
We brought that up because you wouldn't have the hotel expense.
Right.
It'd be so easy to drive to Southwest State, play the game, come back, and then you
Northern,
have your
Wayne,
and everything else.
Sure.
Absolutely. So, you know, Butcher's retiring, Craig.
Hey.
Do you have any interest in the commissioner's job of the Northern Sun?
I would do it for you there, Mr. Birthday.
we'd love to have you because I'd be all for that. You know, that's kind of a Division I mentality. And like you said, a lot of the Missouri League, they play Wednesday, Saturday. And the nice thing on that, too, is your week isn't so long. You know, you play Saturday, kind of take Sunday easy off, get ready as a coaching staff and not players. You know, Monday's a good day of practice, Tuesday's game prep, play Wednesday, kind of late Thursday, get ready Friday, game prep, play Saturday. It really breaks up your week. It's really a fun way to do it.
But talk about this weekend. Let's talk about this weekend. You got Morehead and Northern coming in. These are two teams that they're pretty good teams. What do you expect?
Very good against us. Morehead, we've made them a very good team. We're responsible for a lot of Coach Walpole's career victories there. I think we've beaten them once. Now, Northern will be a great game. Now, talk about two teams in need of a win. You know, they've lost a couple. And I think they're very good. We have to be in that Pentagon series with them in November. Got to watch them play twice. They're really a good team. Play hard. Paul's got the kids playing well. They're together.
This could be a big game for maybe getting that number four seed, get a home seed.
But maybe we don't want it. Maybe we want to go on the road. I told you. You know, it's senior night. The last, you know, game for Yuri Malashenko, Ben Shellam, and Evan Pierce, and our kids have always responded, well, we have great crowds. That's the game we bring the old players back, and they get their banner. Now, Cam McCaffrey's in Georgia, Russia. I don't think he'll make it back. But other than that, our kids like Lake Nolan, those kids come back and get
sure.
And it's always a fun night. So, yeah, Cam got moved up to Division I. He's in Georgia.
Sweet.
One of the few Division II kids playing at that level. They're almost exclusively Division I players, some former NBA players. And I don't quite understand that league because he texted us just the other day and said, Coach, they think I'm a good defender. So I don't know.
He didn't talk to you.
He said, Cam, you got to be, how much vodka have you been drinking? You know, he's in Russia. So he's really doing well and having a great experience.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you quick before we let you get going. I know that everything's kind of jumbled between the, you know, the 4, 5, 6 seed and whatnot. How much scoreboard watching are you guys doing at this point of the year?
Oh, not at all. We're watching the film. We're trying to figure it out. Why in the heck don't we win? You know, it's so weird because we're playing good basketball. I mean, you go up to Duluth and win by 20 and then have St. Cloud down 11 in the second half and not finish it off. Then we played horrible against Winona, but we played very good basketball against USF. Had Southwest State down 17 and lost it. And then I thought we played very well against Upper Iowa. I thought that was a really good college basketball game. So we're really just kind of taking care of ourselves. And I really don't mean this as a smart aleck. I really don't know if our guys care as much as probably the rest of the Augie fans and community care about playing here on the road. We like the road. I mean, we have a nice routine. We've always been good on the road. So I think there are certain teams we sure would rather not play right out of the gate, but we've always had to do that. So it seems like we play St. Cloud or something like that first round all the time. So, you know, we just got to, whatever comes our way. And this could be a group. Maybe we'll rally in
sure.
postseason. And
yep.
who knows? I think it's a league that anyone can beat anybody on a given night. And I'm still not
and
sure.
And this happened. It just happened all year.
It happens all year. You know, and I think the Midgies is as good as anybody, you know. So just a funny league this year, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, we wish you the best this weekend, Coach. Hey, happy birthday.
Sad day, Derek Jeter's retiring. That kind
Yeah,
of
but you know who else you share a birthday with? RG3.
That's it today, too?
Yeah, it's birthday today. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they're telling RG3 that, hey, you know, you share a birthday with the Augustana coach?
Absolutely.
I'm sure they are. I know Bill Russell always talked about that. So.
But, hey, happy birthday.
Have a great day. I appreciate it. Yeah, when you're my age, and these are pretty anticlimactic days, I'd much rather have a good practice than a good birthday. So
I hope you have a good practice today, then.
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, you guys.
All right, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Tom Billiter, Augustana men's basketball, joining us on the Fan Line.